and DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 38 today, under cloudy skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely 15. High of 26, tomorrow, snow likely. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. March 15th, next Tuesday, an important deadline for producers when it comes to managing the risk. Zach Ducheneau, administrator of the Farm Service Agency, says it's time for producers to make those ARC or PLC elections.
We encourage them to make their elections and enrollments through our Ag Risk Coverage, price loss coverage programs for the 2022 crop year, otherwise known as ARC and PLC. ARC and PLC provide income support farmers from substantial drops in crop prices or revenues and are vital economic safety nets. Both ARC and PLC are countercyclical, meaning that as the prices rise, the amount of the safety net protection will decline and vice versa. Producers who do not sign a contract by March 15th will be ineligible to receive a payment should one trigger for an eligible crop.
The programs have been very successful in assisting producers.
Since the ARC and PLC were rolled out in the 2014 Farm Bill and renewed in the 18 Farm Bill, these safety net programs have paid out more than $32.5 billion to producers of covered commodities. That includes more than $2.2 billion paid in the 2021-2020 crop years. So far this year, producers have signed 1.2 million contracts for 67% of our expected enrollment.
He tells us which commodities are eligible for the programs.
Covered commodities include wheat, oats, barley, corn, grain, sorghum, rice, soybeans, sunflower seed, rapeseed, canola, safflower, flaxseed, mustard seed, cranberry, sesame seed, dry peas, lentils, small chickpeas, large chickpeas, peanuts, and seed cotton. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in ARC or PLC, which are crop by crop, or ARC individual, which is the entire farm. While the election changes for 2022 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract each year.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many families in Reno County are trying to recover after the Cottonwood Complex fire that happened over the weekend. And yesterday, many organizations came together to try and help out some of those families that were affected. As some families say that they lost just about everything in the fire.
Saved some animals, but lost everything as far as property goes.
That audio from Cake News is many individuals showed up to the Reno County Fairgrounds as many organizations were there to try and help out to give them the essential resources needed to get back on their feet.
We have no idea how many people will show up. We know that when we worked on the Hutch fires 5 years ago, we worked with 42 families. My guess this will be triple that by the time it's all said and done.
That audio from Cake News is several organizations were on hand to help out, including the United Way of Reno County, along with the American Red Cross, where many of the families are trying to keep their positive mindset.
Yeah, we kind of look at it as a fresh start, blank canvas, and now we get to brush some new strokes.
Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. and is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is asking a Wyandotte County judge to dismiss two lawsuits filed against Kansas officials over new congressional district lines enacted by Republican lawmakers. Schmidt's request on Monday this week came 3 days after the Kansas Supreme Court refused to dismiss the lawsuits and another in Douglas County at the Republican Attorney General's request. Democrats and the voting rights group Loud Light argue that the congressional redistricting law represents partisan and racial gerrymandering and violates the Kansas Constitution. Schmidt and fellow Republicans argue that the new map isn't gerrymandering, and even if it were, state courts have no power under the Kansas Constitution to rule on congressional districts. In other news, police say that a 21-year-old man has been shot to death outside an apartment complex near downtown Wichita during an altercation with another man. Police say in a news release that the shooting was reported around 5 p.m. on Monday along North Broadway Street. Arriving officers found Gabriel Niorgi of Wichita with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Good America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man pleaded guilty to killing two workers and injuring two others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant last fall. The Sarpy County attorney says Roberto Silva Jr. pleaded guilty on Monday to all charges related to the November 21, 2021 shooting at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Silva faced two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of attempted murder, and arson. He was accused of setting fire to a U-Haul truck that had been driven to the Sonic drive-in and then shooting into the restaurant. When officers arrived, they found the U-Haul ablaze and four victims in the business. An unexpected amount of snow in eastern Nebraska left one person dead in a crash on a snow-slicked highway. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says 39-year-old Heidi Parrish of Talmadge died after she lost control of her pickup truck early Monday morning on Nebraska Highway 2 near Palmyra and collided with another pickup. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Thursday, March 10th, I want to invite you to join me, John McCurry, in Burton, Kansas for the 45th anniversary McCurry Angus Ranch Bull Sale. This year's offering includes 80 bulls with genomic-enhanced EPDs and complete performance information. Included is 65 head of fall long-aged 20-month yearlings, 15 spring fancy yearlings. 50% of these bulls are safe to use on heifers by breed-leading sires such as Justified, Bravo, Relevant, Rainmaker, and grandsons of the Foundation Bulls of Final Answer in Bismarck. These individuals are built with the cow herd in mind, with muscle, structure, doability, and maternal function in mind. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com to look at videos in the catalog, or call me, John, at 620-727-5197. Again, that number is 620-727-5197. We'll see you March 10th.
McCurry Angus Ranch. Find them online at McCurryAngus.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A house fire Sunday at 112 West 1st Street in Washington resulted in the death of Gary Romine, who was found deceased by authorities inside the house, with fire-related contributors listed as probable cause of death. The home was totally destroyed in the fire. Washington, Hanover, and Greenleaf fire departments responded, as well as sheriff's officers and EMT. The official investigation continues, and the Kansas Fire Marshal's office has been called to assist, although at this time no foul play is suspected, based on preliminary evidence available. The house fire at 112 West 1st in Washington, resulting in the death of Gary Romine Sunday. Helen Barber and Rob Peschel with Marshall County Partnership for Growth met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, providing an update on recent activities. Axtell is working with a committee regarding a new grocery store, Summerfield, establishing a daycare in the old school, which currently houses the aeroponics farm and a thrift store. The state has approved the facility for a daycare. The Border Bar and Grill is under new management. There remain concerns about housing in Summerfield. City of Marysville is working on the 7th Street corridor drainage, daycare issues, and new businesses. Partnership for Growth is working with Waterville on water issues and is working with the City and Corps of Engineers regarding revitalization of Lake Idlewild, with a volunteer group working on a trail around the lake. Frankfort is encouraging application for a moderate income housing grant, and Blue Rapids is working on a grant for business attraction with the Partnership for Growth. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including K-87 north of Elites to U.S. 36, then 36 and K-9 east to the Nemahal County line, K-9 north of Frankfort to U.S. 36, then east on 36 to Seneca, and a section of K-63 in Nemahal County. Nearly 60 miles of mill and overlay are involved, with Hall Brothers Construction the successful bidder on the nearly $12 million overall project. The Housing Rehabilitation Grant meeting in Blue Rapids Wednesday evening has been postponed to a later date due to the Valley Heights girls state basketball appearance. City of Marysville is reminding residents of a city ordinance requesting vehicles be moved off the streets downtown Fridays from midnight through 7 a.m. for street cleaning. Signs are posted for affected areas. Hanover schools will dismiss at noon Wednesday with no classes Thursday and Friday as teams open play in the state basketball tournament at Great Bend. A send-off for the Hanover teams is planned Wednesday. Fans may greet the boys at 9:50 a.m., the girls at 1:50. Boys tip off Wednesday evening at 6, girls Thursday at 8. Valley Heights schools will dismiss Wednesday at 2 as the Lady Mustangs tip off at 4 in Manhattan in the state basketball tournament. A community-wide pep rally is planned Wednesday at 12:15 in the junior-senior high gym with a send-off at 12:45. Patricia L. Wiggins Holly, age 73, of Humboldt, Arizona, passed away February 26th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Christy Anders, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Patricia Holly.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm warning will be in effect from early this evening until early Thursday evening. Temperatures staying much cooler across the region today as a cold front continues to make its way through the Midwest. Rain and snow showers will start to make their way through later this afternoon and continue overnight tonight and throughout Thursday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the mid-teens and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Snow showers will begin throughout the western side of Nebraska and continue to move further south and east, and slowly make its way through Kansas, southern Iowa, and Missouri throughout tonight and Thursday. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see lows in the lower teens throughout Iowa and the lower teens and just below zero throughout Nebraska. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 54. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 29, and the record low was 1. Sunset this evening, 6:28. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48. Stay ahead of an approaching winter storm with a winter storm warning for all of our listening area. Tune to KNDY for weather updates, as well as weather-related postponements and cancellations. If your club or organization has a closing for the weather, leave it on our voicemail, phone 562-2361.
Experts say the next hot trend in home makeovers won't be a dream kitchen or bath, but a luxury garage. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Country singer Mickey Gilley has a birthday, and Mattel introduced the Barbie doll on this day in 1959. We've been asking realtors about the latest in-home trends, and it seems that one area due for a dramatic makeover is the garage. Expect the garage to become more of an extension to the living space, with its own climate controls, audio-visual systems, and yes, even wet bars. Higher quality flooring and finishes will give the garage a more refined look. Specialized storage is becoming a new standard, and some homes will have tubs or sinks installed as pet washing stations. It all sounds great. We just hope they remember to leave room for the car and maybe a toolbox or two. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Good American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the regular season of college basketball may be over as of last weekend as the Kansas State Wildcats lost in a close game to the Oklahoma Sooners 78-71. But tournament season has officially begun as the Kansas State Wildcats are set for their first game in the Big 12 tournament set for this evening, set at 6 p.m. against number 9 at West Virginia. The Wildcats did wrap up their regular season overall with a 14-16 record, 6-12 in conference play, and number 9 in the Big 12 conference. West Virginia is the only team behind at Kansas State in the Big 12, and it is the first game of the Big 12 Tournament Championship. On the Jayhawks side, they start off their tournament games tomorrow with their challenger unset as of right now. That tip-off set to be for 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, as the Jayhawks are tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, with Baylor with an overall record of the season at 25-6, with conference play at 14-4. They won their final game of the season against Texas 70-63 last weekend.
Good morning, this is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're expecting around 1,000 head. Some of our featured consignments this week will be 300 head of mixed steers coming to you off of wheat. They'd be weighing 8 to 9.5. Then we'll have a group of 50 black heifers that have been home-raised and weaned with shots. They'll weigh 550 to 650. And then we got a group of 48 head of black steer and heifer calves that have been weaned 30 days that have had a round of shot or two rounds of shots. That'll be weighing 5 to 6.5. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale and for our cow sale we have coming up next Saturday on the 19th, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction online at eldoradolivestock.com. The Wichita State Shockers wrapped up their regular season of basketball against East Carolina over the weekend, winning 70-62 in that final game. They're set for their American Athletic Conference tournament to begin starting tomorrow as the number 7 Shockers take on number 10 Tulsa, starting with their first tip at 2 p.m. The Shockers wrapped up their regular season with an overall record of 15-12 for the year, with 6-9 in conference play. The number 10 Tulsa Golden Hurricane finished their season with an overall record of 10-19. And for those looking forward to the kickoff of baseball season with spring training, they're going to have to wait just a little bit longer, as the Kansas City Royals had originally a spring training game against the Chicago Cubs scheduled for this afternoon. That game has been canceled with the ongoing issues in the baseball league. As of right now, every spring training game has been canceled between now through March 17th, with the first tentative game scheduled for Friday, March 18th against the Brewers. Kansas City, however, is still working hard behind the scenes getting ready for the season, as according to the Kansas City Star, two veteran pitchers have come up from the minor leagues. Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball tournaments tip off in Kansas Wednesday. Valley Heights girls, 21-2, are the fifth seed, and face fourth seed Berean Academy, 22-1, this afternoon at 4 at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. The game broadcast live on FM 95.5. Hanover boys, 22-1, are top seed, and face 8th seed Central Plains with 4 wins. This evening at 6 from Barton Community College in Great Bend. Game broadcast live on FM 95.5. On Thursday, Centralia girls open play at 6 in Dodge City. Hanover girls tip off at 8 from Great Bend, live on FM 95.5. The Big 12 men's basketball tournament tips off in Kansas City, with Kansas State taking the court tonight at 6, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas opens play Thursday afternoon at 2, live on FM 95.5.
Here are your 3 bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son, this bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburger, stacked with 4 slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Whether it's a busy schedule or forgetfulness, you can turn past indoor gardening failures into success with a few simple strategies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Always select plants that not only tolerate your indoor growing conditions, but also your schedule and style of maintenance. Grow plants in plastic or glazed containers that retain moisture longer than unglazed terracotta pots. Extend the time between watering with self-watering pots and supplemental watering devices like aqua cones and plant nannies. Newer hydroponic growing kits help reduce maintenance and take the guesswork out of watering. Select plants that tolerate benign neglect. Cacti and succulents like it dry but need bright light. Try drought-tolerant cast iron plant, pothos, snake plants, philodendron, and ZZ plants for low-light locations. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Some people will go to great lengths to create something luxurious. But have you ever heard of someone spending an entire year doing the interior painting for something the size of a large room, only using turkey feathers as the paintbrush? I'll take you to that place on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The Lake Superior Railroad Museum in Duluth has many amazing cars and engines that can still travel the tracks here.
as Kent Bueller shares. One car in particular is a unique and luxurious experience.
This is the car Northland for the Mesabi Railroad. It was their private car. It was their president's car. It was built in 1916. It's on the National Register of Historic Places as being the first all-steel rail car ever built.
The owner of the car was U.S. Steel. And that meant this car needed to be constructed differently than others of its day.
U.S. Steel wanted an all-steel rail car. They didn't want to have a wood car or a heavyweight or anything like that. They wanted to say that steel was the wave of the future and that soon all cars would be made out of steel. So they were making a big statement here.
But when company executives first saw the interior of the car, it was dull gray because it was steel. They immediately made some changes to disguise the metal.
It's an entire full paint job. Took them 1 year to do. They used turkey feathers to do it. And it's absolutely breathtaking when you think about it.
When Ken speaks of painting the interior of the car with turkey feathers, he's referring to the process the designers used to make the steel look like a wood interior.
This car rolls. It's part of our rolling stock for very special occasions for very special guests.
And when he says it rolls, it can still travel the tracks on the scenic railroad here. That experience brings thousands of visitors each year for the many different train trips visitors can take. The trains are all run by volunteers, and as Ken reminds, they have a 100% safety record. It's quite a place to see some rail cars and engines that you won't find anywhere else. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you see blisters on the mouth, nose, or feet of your livestock, call your veterinarian. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The signs mimic a disease that was eradicated from the United States as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Just one canker sore in my mouth is painful. Livestock can have many, which can also include blisters in and around their mouth, nose, and feet. Tony Moravec is a veterinarian with Mariel and says vesicular stomatitis and a number of other viral diseases will cause blisters in horses, pigs, and cattle. These are the signs to look for.
Any type of salivation around the mouth, cattle dropping feed, pigs dropping feed, horses dropping feed out of their mouth, because there's sores in and around the mouth, and it's just a very uncomfortable disease. Lameness, if they have blisters between their toes, it's a very sore and discomforting disease.
Good sanitation and quarantine practices on affected farms usually contain the infection until it dies out on its own. But if you see these symptoms in your animals, call your veterinarian right away for a diagnosis and treatment. This is important because the symptoms are similar to foot and mouth disease, which has no cure. It hasn't been found in the United States since 1929, but it's very contagious and could be just a plane ride away.
Foot and mouth disease is currently infecting animals in parts of Southeast Asia, parts of South America. It is not in America as we know it right now, but we are on high alert. There's a lot of people that travel, and it's a virus that can stick to the bottom of shoes. It has a way of moving around the world, and we don't fully understand all the different routes of transmission of how it can move from place to place, but that's why we need to be so hypervigilant.
The virus causing vesicular stomatitis can also infect handlers of infected animals. In people, it causes influenza-like symptoms. Learn more about blister diseases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Continuing our analysis of life cycle assessments with respect to food and agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. When you think of classic trios, you might think of the Three Stooges or the Three Little Pigs. But there's nothing cute or funny about nitrogen loss. Enter Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention. It protects against all three forms of N loss, making it more available to your crop. Think of it as more Three Musketeers and less Three Amigos. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and harness the power of three. Yesterday's show featured an introduction to the concept of the life cycle assessment, which involves the study of a product's footprint over its entire lifetime. An example might be the economic and environmental impact of a pound of hamburger or a gallon of milk. The Council for Agricultural Science and Technology, or CAST, assembled a task force to examine LCAs, and one task force member is Kevin Rosentrater of Iowa State University. Rosentrater says LCAs can help create more transparency for consumers.
Consumers are changing in terms of what they expect from companies. And so I think it's not really an LCA approach, but it is a reporting approach. And I think we're going to see companies accelerate their ESG reports and the types of information and the transparency they have as companies.
But as we mentioned in yesterday's show, life cycle assessments are not necessarily a reliable indicator of fact.
If you search the published literature for beef production and life cycle assessment or dairy production and life cycle assessment, there are quite a few studies that have been published, and they all have different answers or different results. So that's one of the challenges.
Visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be no cattle sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock with a winter storm warning. No cattle sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, just last week, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg came before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee to discuss a wide range of infrastructure and transportation topics. And while in the chambers, he did question on the topics of biofuels by Iowa Senator Joni Ernest, as Senator Ernest says that she didn't like the answers that she got from him, as she says that she has no issue with having the electric vehicle market or consumers' choice to use them, but she feels the administration may be misleading the public on the topic of them using, quote, zero-emission cars. Senator Ernest countered that there are certainly emissions from a carbon footprint made during the manufacturing process of the vehicles, along with trying to produce and regenerate batteries.
He was fairly straightforward. He also stated he does believe that EVs are no emissions, but I cited the fact that those no emissions maybe is a little bit misleading, because there certainly are emissions during the mining of various resources that go into electric vehicles, certainly during the manufacture of those vehicles. So while It's half true that once that car is put together, it doesn't have emissions. Certainly during the building of that car, there are emissions, and that needs to be included when they are talking about a car's carbon footprint.
She says that also isn't considering that the generation of electricity for charging these vehicles will likely still entail the consumption of fossil fuels for that generation.
Well, that's a question we have been asking the administration, because knowing and understanding that most homes aren't even outfitted to charge these electric vehicles, we don't have the necessary infrastructure to charge electric vehicles. So this is a long, long ways off, and yet the administration has not addressed those concerns.
Ag News for the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's Truck Month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders made by 4-4-3-8. The group credit tax is usually not qualified. Any third financing for the credit year of the same APR, but the 36 months is 2778 per month with 1,000 finance. Offer will be severe and offer.
Get on target with the very best Perfert and Angus seed stock at the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th, 1 o'clock. On Target Bull Development Center at 990 Tumbleweed Road, north of Blue Rapids off Highway 77. Featuring 35 Hereford Bulls, 20 Hereford First Calf Pairs, and 12 Hereford Heifers from Spring Hill Herefords, plus 27 Angus Bulls and 10 Angus Heifers from Alcove Cattle Company. Broadcast on DV Auction. See the catalog and videos, go online to OnTargetBullSale.com. For calving ease, performance, feedlot efficiency, and carcass quality, it's the On Target Bull Sale Saturday, March 19th.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee held a hearing to review the commodity title of the Farm Bill last week. 9 witnesses testified from various commodity groups around the country. Sorghum, corn, soybean, wheat, cotton, rice, peanuts, sugar, sunflowers, barley, and dry peas and lentils outlined what is and not working under the Title I from their perspective. Verity Umbardi from New Mexico represented the national sorghum producers. Many of those testifying, like her, said Title I must be strengthened given the current cost of inputs, with a number of calling for higher reference prices under the price loss coverage and ag-risk coverage and higher loan rates. Ranking Republican member Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania said a thorough title-by-title review of the 2018 Farm Bill is the only way to make sure the 2023 reauthorization accurately reflects the needs of farmers, ranchers, and producers. He said collaboration at the full committee level is necessary to make sure the voices of rural America are heard. In case you missed it, last week's State of the Union, President Biden said he plans to announce accelerating the return of federal workforce. Senior USDA officials returned to the office last Monday. Mid-level staff expected to return March 28th. All staff expected to be at their posts by May 27th. And the EPA published a notice in the Federal Register seeking comments on a proposed jurisdictional consent decree that would require EPA to finalize the 2021 and 2022 renewable volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard no later than June the 3rd. The agreement is a significant milestone for the biofuel industry. It reflects a folks like Growth Energy's persistent effort to hold EPA accountable to its responsibilities under the RFS to issue a timely RVO and provide market certainty. Those words from Growth Energy CEO Emily Score. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sedlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
successful deworming program will help boost your cattle operation profits. Here are four ways to enhance the efficacy of your dewormers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Cattle is very important to reduce internal parasites. These parasites can affect feed intake, lower the average daily gain, and lower reproductive performance. John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says they recommend four pillars to enhance your dewormer program. The first one is having good diagnostics. Take samples from the cattle, evaluate the parasite burdens, and what species of worms are present in the animals. The second pillar is, how do we maintain the efficacy of the products we're using?
And that is using products in combination to ensure the highest degree of kill in the cattle population. So using a traditional pour-on or injectable dewormer in combination with an oral drench is called combination treatment.
Consult with your veterinarian to set up a deworming program that fits your production and management goals. The third pillar is good animal husbandry and stewardship of pasture resources. Cattle usually get infected with parasites from the pastures they graze.
The vast majority of parasite transmission occurs when the grass gets short. And so paying attention to stocking rates and the forage height, limiting the peak transmission there in the vulnerable and susceptible cattle, it's going to be an important consideration.
And lastly, Davidson recommends leaving some animals untreated. This provides a population of organisms that have not been exposed to the compounds that we're treating with to reduce resistance buildup. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about enhancing dewormer efficacy at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. We're still seeing it kind of mixed, but mostly lower in the grain markets, lower in the livestock as we go through the day. A little bit different from what we've seen over the last week or so with the volatility going on in the markets. Right now, corn is moving further into the red after starting off slightly higher at the beginning of the day. March corn's down right now 13 and a half cents, sitting at 741 even a bushel. The May corn also down by 15 cents at 738 even. In the wheat market, they're moving further down. May KC wheat down 85 cents at 1114 and a half. The March KC wheat is sitting at 11 and 86 cents right now a bushel. Chicago wheat's also down by 85 cents. In the soybean market, March soybeans, they were trying to linger up in the positive for most of the day. They've dipped down now in the red a little bit as March beans are down now 6 3/4 at 16.97 3/4. May corn's also down by 4 cents at 16.85 3/4. Soybean meal for March in the green right now, 11.40, moving further up at 501.30 now, with the soybean oil for March up a $1.32 at $81. The May soybean oil is down by 74 cents at 75 and a penny. Cotton market, they are slightly in the green right now. May cotton up 12 cents, sitting at 118.09. And the oats market is mixed, with March up by 37 and a quarter cents at 740 even. May oats are down by 5 3/4 at 637. Livestock market is a little mixed on the board now. A little bit of green popping up in the feeder cattle market right now. Everything else is still mostly down. Live cattle for April down 30 cents at 138.75. The feeder cattle for March in the green by 57 cents at 154.60. Lean hogs are a little bit lower as well, still down $1.72 at 101.20. U.S. dollar index for March, they're sitting down right now $1.12. Some big hits there, sitting at 97.96. We have 30-year bonds for March down just slightly, sitting at 154.
It's truck month at Rusty Export. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eckford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Eckford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eckford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group worries 354-4322. Group credit tax and fees not qualified. Limited term financing, Ford Loan Credit, 0% APR for 36 months is 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer reduced speed and hours.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
There will be no cattle sale Thursday at Marysville Livestock with a winter storm warning. No cattle sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.